Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I have such a wonderful guest on my show today named Augie Nost from coming to us all the way from Tucson, Arizona. Augie's got his own radio show there. We're going to be talking about spirit phones today, soul phones, how to contact the other side. And Augie goes where no one else has gone before, like Star Trek. So we're going to go into some fascinating areas, and I'm so happy you're here today, Augie. The purpose of my show is to make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much better and happier place. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit listener-supported show, and if you'd like to contribute, all contributions are gratefully appreciated. Please go to my website, either on BBS or to www.outofthisworld1150.com, and feel free to contribute whatever you like. We all really appreciate it. In addition to today's show, I also broadcast on Mondays, and this Monday I'll be broadcasting in German and in English. That the program itself is aimed at Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, but if you speak English, you can understand everything as well, because it's simultaneously translated from English into German. And I'll be playing an interview I had with Billy and Zora from the Hollow Earth. They always have some fascinating things to say, and it'll be simultaneously translated thanks to my new translator, Nicole, who will be translating from English into German. I'm so sorry to say that my old translator, Saskia, who's been with me for several years, is no longer with the show, but I wish her well, and I do miss her. I hope she can come back someday to help with the translations. A couple days ago, I meditated late one night, and I was able to talk to Ernest Rommel. General Rommel came through to me. He was the one executed by Hitler in July of 44 or October of 44 for planning a coup against Hitler toward the end of World War II. And he has quite a bit of few things to say. I'll be channeling him and bringing his messages on the air on Monday. This is the first time I've known he's come through channeling. He's also he's now an ascended master. He was respected by both the Allied and the Germans for his honesty and a soldier's soldier. He did not agree with any of Hitler's policies and tried to lead a coup against Hitler, which failed, which was too bad. But anyway, Augie, it's good to see you, my friend. I'm so glad you're here today. Augie has a radio show. His website is www.broadcastteamalpha.com. And when we spoke the last time, I think it was on your show or my show. I can't remember, Augie, but you talked about a space and time travel machine, which is still available. You can still buy it on the web. But I hesitated because I was afraid, let's say if I went back to the 18th century to 1736, and I needed electricity to run it, and there was no electricity. So what could I do? tell us a little bit about, let's talk about time travel and that machine for a minute before we go on to spirit communications and soul communications. Can that be a problem with the machine, Augie, where you go back in time or in the future and there's no electricity? What would you do in that case? Would you have to invent electricity to get it going again? Or what do you recommend?
Well, yeah, you probably could. But first of all, I want to say thank you for having me here. I am going to caffeinate and I got coffee. The life is good. So we're off and going.
Okay, great.
When you talk about time travel,
right?
It is it's such a concept that we have been brainwashed into believing that it's totally impossible. But then again, I have read science journals. What credible physicists are saying, yes, we know how to make one.
Hmm. Wow. Okay.
And this is a real thing. The problem is that people's perception of it is so separated, they won't even accept it if it sits right in front of them. And time travel is, I would say, the device that I have. It's the same device that Art Bell got, and I think you're looking at it now.
So, I was looking at it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a toy.
Mm-hmm.
Just go and experiment with this just for curiosity part. It's, maybe not recommended, maybe even dangerous. There are people that we know of that has used this little device and they are missing.
Really?
Oh my God. Never made it back.
Really? Do you know where they went? What did they say where they were going to go? Or
no, one particular incident where I know of, where there was a young man, he was going to college, he lived at home with his parents, and he bought this machine, and he went up to his bedroom, and he was going to experiment, I guess, and in the middle of the afternoon, and in the evening, his mom came up to the bedroom and was going to get him down for dinner. She opened the door, and there he was not there, and the device was sitting in the middle of the bed with the time coil and the magnet, and it was all there, but he was missing. And from what anyone knows, he did not show up anywhere. At least somebody, the guy that made the machine, he was following it for the next 2 years or so, and the guy never showed up anywhere. So he went somewhere. I have experimented with it, and I probably have one of the very few people that actually, I think, there may be others possibly, I don't know, but I have some photographic evidence of time travel as well as time slippage between two different timelines. It is on our website at broadcastteamalpha.com in the picture gallery. Let's see. I think it's page 17, possibly. I got 5,000 pictures of things that should not exist, but does on that website.
Okay, wow.
You can go look at that, and there's an explanation to it, how I did it.
Fascinating. I just got the message that he went 300 years into the future, and he decided to stay. So that's where he is now. He's 300 years in the future on a completely different timeline. He's still alive. I don't know if you have contact with his parents, but at any rate, he's in the future somewhere. But that could happen. That, you know, and if you don't know what you're doing now, you've time traveled. Were you able to bring a camera along, Augie, to photograph things and events? Or
what I did at that time, I don't know if I went somewhere physically, but I do was able to take pictures from the future and bring it back into the present.
Fantastic.
And wow. that was done on the computer, actually. And if you go to the website, there's an written explanation on how I did it. But I've been messing with time travel for, 25 years or more.
Wow.
And in fact, in 2003, BBC Television came over to the United States to do a TV documentary on time travel. Mm-hmm. And they interviewed Michio Kaku and Green and another physicist and myself. Mm-hmm. And on that video, I demonstrated this little device. What it does actually, it's got a time chip in it, and it's got an electromagnet, a very strong electromagnet. You by turning it on, you set up an electromagnetic bubble around you. Mm-hmm. And I gotta also say in relation to this that I was experimenting probably 20, 30, 40 times with the thing. I couldn't get anything done until I started manipulating my brainwave pattern. I brought it down to about 7. I tried to aim for 7.4, which is supposed to be a magic number.
In other words, you got into deep meditation, Augie, is that right? Okay.
Yep.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. I brought that down, and that's when I started to get results. And I think it is a mind matter interface machine, because at least for me, I know maybe others have different views on that. They may have gotten it to work just by turning the switch, but I couldn't. Mm-hmm. But this thing is not a toy. Mm-hmm. I want to repeat that, because just because you get your hands on it, it's just be careful with it.
Yeah, sure. Right. How far back have you gone with the machine in time?
I haven't really cared so much about the past. I am more concerned with the future.
Okay. Where, what, and how far in the future have you gone, my friend?
Probably. See, the thing about it is that when you go somewhere, there's no date stamp.
Right. Okay.
But you can look around and you can see things that you can relate to. And one, oh, I hate to even bring this up, but it may be beneficial for some people, and that's why I'm going to mention it. I saw two rocks coming out of the sky into the Atlantic that created a tsunami that will wash Florida and the East Coast clean.
Oh my gosh.
I would recommend for anybody, get off the coast, get inland.
Now,
that, of course, was in that timeline.
That's
other
true.
Other timelines may not have that.
Right.
And that is what I'm working on right now. I'm designing my future, placing it in the future, and going up and down that timeline to it, so it's not going to happen where I am. That's what I'm working on.
I remember when I was broadcasting in Seattle, I had a show in Seattle from 2013 to 2020. And back in the spring of 17, I had a guy come on my show. I think it was Ed Dames. He's a remote viewer. And he predicted that there would be a terrific earthquake off the Washington coast that would obliterate much of the coastline. You'd have waves coming in like 60 miles and all this doom and gloom stuff. And I like Ed Dames. He does good work, but sometimes he can be a little negative, to say the least. And I said, you know, we can change this timeline, can't we, by thinking positive about the future so it doesn't happen. And he said, yes. So we all thought, did prayers on the show. And guess what? We're still here. I mean, the West Coast, Seattle's still there. So it wasn't wiped out. So it didn't happen. But it you know, but that's the thing. You know, timelines can be fluid. We're powerful spiritual beings, Augie. And I'm so glad you're on the show today because we can talk about this. We can create our future if we want. And if you want to create a really beautiful future for everybody, that you think good thoughts about the future. And if you're negative and you think negative thoughts all the time, well, that'll help create negativity too. That's one thing I haven't liked about the media in the United States and elsewhere, Augie, is that they've been so negative, and many governments have been so negative with this scamdemic, which was planned from the beginning, that they try to ruin all these businesses, make people sick, kill them off with fear. And that's one thing I've really objected to. So I hardly pay attention at all to the media. I don't trust anything the media says. From the media that brought us the shot program and Pfizer, they're now bringing us Ukraine. All that stuff they talk about Ukraine, I don't believe any of it, except that I do like alternative media. I'll listen to that. I'll listen to your show. But the mass media, forget it. It's mostly garbage and lies. So I don't pay attention to it. So,
yeah. Guess which newspapers I read? I read foreign newspapers just about every night. And there is, even though they are still in the media and they are passing gas like they do, there is one newspaper, and that is, believe it or not, and wait for it, it's Pravda.
I was just going to say Pravda, which means the truth.
Yes, it does.
Means
now,
the truth,
you won't find much truth about Russia, but all the rest of the world is very accurate.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's interesting. Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
And if you want to find out what's going on in the Middle East, go to Cairo today. In the Far East, there is a what was the name of I'll think of it in a second.
There's when it comes to it, just let me know. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
And they the Pravda, they have great pictures of stuff, what's going on. We get the information there about what's going on in the so-called war right now.
Right. Well, Russia, RT2 is good too, I think. Russia Times, the television, I think they're good too. They have a lot of good stuff on their channel as well. Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. That's fascinating. Well, my guides cautioned me against getting the machine. I was thinking about buying and using it. But I think one of the things is that there's not there's something missing with the machine. You can do time travel in it, but if you're not experienced, you can make a mistake and end up somewhere and may not be able to get back. So, I mean, you have to give that caveat. So
that's the thing. And that's why I don't use the machine anymore. In fact, in the back of my book here, I have a whole chapter on how I do the time travel with just my mind. I've been working on the mind for decades now.
Uh-huh.
And wow. I don't need drugs. I can do with my mind what other people need drugs for.
Sure. Right. No, I agree. Yeah. You can do it. You don't need the drugs to do it. You know, with practice, you can do everything because your mind's very powerful and you can do that. Let's, Augie, let's go on to spirit and soul, soul travel. Speaking to souls, how does that work? Is that do you buy a machine off eBay or seriously or how did you build one? Is that right? I'd love to hear more about that.
There is probably a chance you can buy these things somewhere, but for those of you out there that is sitting on the computer now, after the show, go to YouTube and type in the search the Tesla Spirit Radio.
Okay.
This is a radio that Nikola Tesla created in 1901. And he said in an interview about this that the first incident, he said, totally terrified me because I was alone in my laboratory and I'm listening to voices communicating back and forth in a language I did not understand. Now, in 1901, there were no radio stations anywhere. The first radio station that was commercially put out there happened in 1920. So in the whole country, there was probably maybe 10 to 20 different radio stations, radio transmitters that he could listen to.
And they were all playing the Charleston and flapper music. So anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
So these things work, and listen to the ones on YouTube. You can hear the voices coming through it and they communicate back and forth.
Wow.
And the thing about it is that a lot of times they are able to reach their departed ones, family members.
Nice. Okay. Wonderful.
And speaking of that one, there is no question about this. This is happening. And then there's another one, Dr. Schwartz at the University of Arizona in Tucson.
Stephen Schwartz.
He has created, him and his crew has created something they call the soul phone.
Oh, really?
And you can read more about that if you go to the soulphonefoundation.org.
Okay.
And what they're doing, they created circuitry with an antenna, both for receiving and transmitting, and they funnel it through a computer so they can sit there and type in questions that is being going through the device into the computer and out. And then they get answers coming back.
Wow, that's amazing.
And the answers are coming back. As of right now, all they can get is light-coded answers. Hmm. If they can ask a question, if the answer coming back is a yes, there will be a green light flashing. If it's a no, there'll be a red light flashing. Hmm. And the thing about it is that those answers that are coming back are accurate all the time.
Really? Wow. Okay.
And another thing that is incredible about that thing is that they got it patented. They have a patent on it.
Hmm. So, do they sell them?
No. That's just for research for right now.
I see.
But you can go to there and you can read about what they're doing. And there's a way you can contact them, actually. But this is something that's going to come online. Hmm. He did make the statement within, I think about a year ago, he said that. But in the next 5 years or so, this will be perfected so we can communicate back and forth without the lights.
Wow. Okay.
Now that will be exciting. Well, can you imagine?
Yeah.
You sit there and you talk with your mom that died 16 years ago, you could make that contact?
I talk with my dad all the time, who died 23 yeah. years ago. But I come from a psychic family, and I've been learning how to do this since November of 1944. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing it now for, 27, 28 years. So for me, I do it as a matter of course, and I speak yeah. through my heart mind. I talk to them all the time. They're with me today, mm-hmm. actually. And so I come, you know, that's the way it is. But you can yeah. do it with technology, too. I mean, we all can do that. And as we've only got about 6 more months left of third dimension before we flip into fourth dimension by the end of August or early September this year. And when good we riddance. Do, yeah, good. Good riddance, you're funny. Well, my feelings exactly, my friend. Yeah, I have the same feeling. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things, because I'm building my future, and I have designed into it what I want in the future. Good things. Place it in the future. I go back and forth. And I go up. But every time you go to something that you've created in the future, you lay down attractor strings to it. These are little white strings. And you travel up and down those things, and you solidify the future with it. That's how I do it. And I explain in my book how to do that. And this way, we exclude all the things that we don't want. And so far, I've been doing this for a long time, and it's working. I got really some good things happening. So
That's nice, my friend. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Well, I'm glad. Well, I always like to ask people, Augie, how they started on their careers and how they ended up doing what they're doing now. How did you start it out in radio? Was there one incident that inspired you to do this? What, or several things? How did you get started?
Well, I think it started by me back in 1997. I lost everything I owned in Omaha. The house, Cadillac, everything went. And I figured, if I'm going to rebuild, I'm going to do it somewhere where I don't have to shovel light and variable in the wintertime.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of snow in Omaha, in the wintertime.
Yeah, so. We can get that way. And I came to Tucson and, lost everything. I was flat broke. I stayed with a friend for a while, and I got to know some people. And I got to know a guy my age. He had a radio show. No, he had a TV show. And we got to talking one time, and he said, some of the stuff you're talking about, he said, you need a TV show. So he brought me down to the TV station, introduced me to those people, and he says, I think you should consider putting him on the air. So evidently they must have liked some of it too, because within about a week I had a radio show. And 6 months later, I ended up with a TV show. I had another TV show. So I did The Hidden Truths. That was talking about everything outside of the box. Great. And also I did a newscast where I covered all the news that no media dared to touch. And they let me do this. So that's how it started with the TV. And then I ended up with radio shows, and I had a radio station here, and it just kind of grew on itself to where right now I'm having the time of my life. I'm just, I'm a retired pilot, so I'm kind of, I can walk both sides of the fence of the paranormal and the...
Right. Wow. That's great. So, and then you started your own radio show. When did you start that? How far, how long after that?
The first one was actually probably right about 2000. At the same time I got on the ballot and ran for Congress, I did a radio show. But that only lasted for about 6 months, and then we ended up getting a radio station, and then I did that for 18 months, and then I moved on from there again. And I've had radio shows off and on for quite a while, and now I'm doing a radio show, Broadcasting Alpha, with Nori Love, and we are having a blast with it.
That's great.
And
that's great.
Then on top of that, we are doing a mastermind. We got some tremendous minds together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bending the laws of physics with some of the stuff that we do.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful, Augie. Well, I love talking to you. Your mind's open. You go into a lot of areas that I think are just fascinating. Let me go back. Let's talk to that spirit about that spirit phone. Do you have one yourself, by the way? No.
No.
Okay.
No. No, the cell phone is just a research project at the university, the cell phone. And now the Tesla Spirit Radio is so simple to make. I think it's about 13, 14 parts to it. And it is really simple to do. So that's just...
Could you share that on the air, if you don't mind, how you make
it? I have a picture of it, if I can share screen.
That'd be great. Yeah, please do. Here, I'll yeah. Go ahead, my friend.
All right.
Go right ahead. Go ahead and share it. That's fun. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go down to the bottom here and share screen. And, oops, I can't share screen.
You should do it. I let you do it. It says multiple participants. You can share.
Start share screen will stop other participants' computers. Sound share. Do you want to continue? Is that what it's? That's what it says on.
Say continues. The... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I will. Nope, that didn't work. I don't even know how to get to it, actually.
Well, that's all right. At the very bottom of the screen, it'll say share screen. And I've allowed you to share screen now. Let me go up to your name, and I'll see what I can do here for you.
I need to get to my front page here.
Okay.
Nope, I don't.
Okay, why don't you just tell us about it then? Okay,
yeah,
just, that's fine.
It has a few electronic parts to it. There's not that many. This is amazing. It disappeared off my screen. Okay.
That's all right. You can just tell us from memory.
Yeah.
Can you look it up on the web, the how to make one?
Oh, absolutely. There are YouTube videos that show you part by part how to put it together.
Okay.
So, this is very simple to make for somebody that knows a little bit about electronics. It's got two antennas that are really close together like this, and they're just coiled, and they go into they put it in a kind of like a mason jar, and that's where all the electronics are in. And then there's a cord from there that actually you don't even need to plug it in. Is what I hear, but there is one where you can. So it's very simple for people that know a little bit about electronics. And from what I've been looking at some of these YouTube videos, and you can hear the voices. Some of them have a lot of static, but you can still hear the spirit talking.
So, lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
Does it depend also upon you as the sender and the receiver of this information, Augie, does it depend upon your vibration? If you're in a good mood, does that help the spirit communications? I know as a psychic, when I'm in a good mood, it's easier for the spirits to come in and talk to me than if you're in a bad mood, it puts up interference. Or do you need to go into deep meditation to use it? Is that possible? No?
No, I tell you, a monkey can sit down and do it because it's the electronics that makes it work.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is any other aberration or spirit or thing out there,
right,
when you communicate, it goes, the antenna picks it up, run it through the electronics and transmits it out. And then that spirit communicates back and it goes through the same electronics and you can hear it in the speakers.
How fun. How fun. Now, have you done that to communicate with relatives on the other side or friends or family?
I do it a different way. I don't use this. I do it with a mind also.
Okay, great. Okay, I do the same thing. Yeah, I do the same thing. Well, that's fascinating. That is just fascinating.
This is people, just go look at this because if you're interested in these kinds of things at all, you're going to like it. There is really interesting stuff on YouTube about the Tesla Spirit Radio.
Wow. Okay. What about the soul radio? Is that something you can build as well, or is that you can't build it, or is that more difficult? Same principle, maybe?
I don't know, because I have never gone to look at the patent. As of right now, it's the property of the University of Arizona as their research project. But it is patented, and I'm sure it's public information. So if somebody goes to the patent bureau and put in the soul phone, you probably should bring up the patent, and you can read it and you can see what possibly can be done. I don't think that one is easy to put together because it is interfaced with the computer, and there's some programming behind it, I'm sure.
I see. Okay. All right. Great. We were talking off air earlier, Augie, and you talked about age regression. So let's talk about that. I've got my own ideas, but please, that would be kind of fun to talk about. So anyway.
Yeah. I have been researching this for a long time, and I am doing it. I'm 76 years old, and I think I'm doing all right. I found some really old people. One guy was 256 years old when he died from an accident.
Wow.
And by the way, these things do happen, and the government verify their age. Did you know that in 2003, there were three doctors that got the Nobel Prize for discovering an enzyme that reverses the aging process? And they found the enzyme, and they experimented on mice. The mice were given chemicals and poisons, so they created cancer, and they were older mice, and they were old and decrepit. They gave them this enzyme. And what happened is that cancer tumors disappeared, and they were becoming younger and younger, so they became running around like young mice again. Now, that was in 2009. That is 13 years ago. A lot of research has been done until today, so now it is a lot better. And if you talk about reversing the aging process, we're actually nipping at the definition of immortality, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
But the question is, though, I'm not so sure it's totally possible, because sooner or later, I don't care how old you get, you're going to have an accident, step in front of a bus or something, and, you know, all bets are off.
The person who was 256 years old, was that here in the United States, or was it in a different
country? No, it was, his name was Lingxi Yuan. In fact, Google the 256-year-old man, and you got a bunch to read. This is all verified. He was from China. He was a martial art instructor for the Chinese army for as long as anybody could remember. He had 23 wives, 200 children, 200 plus children.
200 children? Oh, my God.
And grandchildren.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I researched what he did, and I'm as close to as I could find. I'm doing the same thing. And there's, once you take care of yourself like that, because this enzyme, the name of the enzyme is called telomerase. T-E-L-O-M-E-R-A-S-E, telomerase. There is several ways that you could do this. And one of them is to take the pharmaceutical, which is supposed to work. I've seen both kind of testimonies on it. Some say, nope, didn't do a thing. And the other people say, yeah, it seems like it's working. But I'm doing it the way that Li Xing Yuan did. 256 year, that has a little bit of credibility with me.
So how did Mr. Yuan do it?
This is not just something you can take as a pill and then go to McDonald's and eat garbage afterwards. It's a total lifestyle change. You got to change your mind. You got to quit accepting death as an option.
Okay.
And then you work on the principles of epigenetics. Epigenetics is also a new form of medical science that is coming on the line now, where we actually are realizing the fact that our mind creates the body, because we live in a mind-created universe. Mm-hmm. So whatever is in our mind is what we're going to have in our body.
Right.
We have to start believing that, hey, I'm healthy. I'm only 35 years old now. And I keep lying to myself like that. But there is, let me tell you a little bit about some of the things that I take and what he also took.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about some general herbs. By the way, in this book, I explain exactly what I do. Spiritual science, higher conscious thinking, and how to access the universal consciousness. I explain what I do and how I do it. But one of the most important herbs that he took was astragalus.
Mm-hmm.
There is medical research showing this. And they're saying that in the medical research show that astragalus taking in the large doses, which I do, it has is equal to or better than what the pharmaceutical TA-65 can do for you. And that's astragalus, and also jiaogulan herb that is called the immortality herb in China. That I know that's, you don't speak Chinese and neither do I, so I'm going to spell it for you. J-A-O-G-U-L-A-N herb. It can be taken as a tea, which is probably more effective, but you got to drink quite a bit of it. I take it as a powder. I do also get the powder of the astragalus, and I take it. A heaping teaspoon in the morning, a heaping teaspoon in the evening. That is what I've been doing so far. I may graduate and take more later on. I'm not sure. And it's cheap. I buy it by the pound, which costs about $15. So, you know, it lasts quite a while.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I also take wild ginseng, gotu-kola. I got a list here. I'm reading it off for you, so I get it. Goji berries. They are good, very good for you. Ling Shi. Another thing I was mentioning was He Shou Wu. And of course, you got to remember that our body is a self-correcting machine. Mm-hmm. So if we give the body what it needs to replenish itself, it will do that. And that means giving it minerals and trace minerals,
right,
and vitamins, because we don't get it in the food anymore.
That's right. You don't get anything.
Mm-hmm. No. That's why it's very important to eat raw, natural food.
Right.
And I said raw. That is important. What happened to the food when you cook it? You kill it.
You kill it, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, think about it. If they stuck you in a pot and cook you, what happened to you?
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
There's really no difference. You destroy the enzymes, or most of the enzymes, when you cook it. Mm-hmm. So in order to get the enzymes that the body needs, eat raw, natural food. And I would highly recommend to go to the natural food, and not the GMO and, you know.
Of course, it goes without saying, sure.
Not the magnetic beef mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. you find in the stores now.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Oh, I know.
Take a little magnet with you next time you go out to buy hamburger. Put the hold the slab of a hamburger here and put the magnet up to it. If the magnet stick, put it back.
Right.
It's full of the stuff that is supposed to reduce the population of Earth by 90%.
I know it. That's what they're doing. And I looked at the Food Safety Act here in the States. It's completely illegal, but they do it anyway. You know, under Biden, anything goes. He's a fake president, doesn't care about people.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Cabal president.
One more thing that I wanted. I mentioned epigenetics.
Mm-hmm.
And that is mean rebuilding the body with the way you think and your environment around you.
Mm-hmm.
Good nutritional food and all the stuff that the body needs is part of that.
Right.
But there is something else. Mm-hmm. And that is the mind will actually create from the quantum and put it into your body. And there is a guy. Let me give you a little idea what happened to, I wrote a note here that I was going to read. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. There it is. This is in a newspaper article that was written up in 1981 about a guy that he was in a plane crash. He broke his back right above the chest.
Wow. Okay.
His name was, you can Google this and it'll show up. His name was Morris Goodman, and he was in a plane crash, and the doctors did not expect him to live much longer. He broke his back right above the chest, severed the spinal cord, punctured his diaphragm, could only breathe through a ventilator. He could not move any part of his body. He understood the power of the mind, and he engaged in visualization and emotional feelings about how to rebuild the body. Wow. In a short time, he regenerated his diaphragm so he could breathe again. And in a few months, he had regrown the broken part of his back.
Wow.
Without surgery.
Wow, wow.
And in a few months, he was up walking around again.
Wow.
Morris Goodman did this by the way he was thinking and how he visualized the body healing itself. Every one of us can do this.
That's amazing.
It is fairly simple, but it's not easy. All we have to do is to put the effort into it.
Right.
Okay. I don't, anybody out there listening to this, if you have a severe ailment or a dysfunction of something in your body,
right,
look up epigenetics and start. Here we go again, right in my book, I talk about how to do these things. And you can do this. You can rebuild the body. Give it a little time. If you start on a Monday, you're not going to be done by Thursday at 4 in the afternoon. It's going to take a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
But give it the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to do this. Visualize the healthy organ. I don't care if you have a sore toe. If the toe is sticking 90 degrees in the wrong direction, visualize it correctly.
Let me share a story, a true story with you.
Yes.
I was at Mount Shasta. I go to Mount Shasta every year. And I go to Sedona, too. I'll be going to Sedona in May. I'll stop by and say hi, Augie, when I'm there. That'd be good to see you. At any rate, I was at Mount Shasta back in 18. When I had another friend of mine named James from Vancouver, Canada, and he said, Ted, Adama wants to talk to you. And I said, okay. So during my sleep, I was camped out on the mountain that I'm in the sacred area. There's portals to Hollow Earth in there. And during the dream state, Adama came to me and he said, Ted, you can see crystal clear spiritually. How would you like to see physically crystal clear? And I said, sure, I'd love to. So then he said he helped me heal my eyesight. And the next morning, I woke up with crystal clear eyesight, 20/10 in both eyes, that I had 20/50 vision in one of the eyes, and for years, and healed it right up. Another time, it was, I think it was the summer before, my heart was wearing out. I'd worked for many years without taking any breaks. And he said, how would you like a new heart? I'd love one. So he gave me a new heart. So made me feel fantastic later. But he said, you do it. You did it through the power of your mind with the God within you. And I said, okay, thanks. So nothing is impossible. So really what he was saying is the same thing you're saying, except that he referenced God. That's how what you do. You work through the power of your mind. You reference the God within you to do that kind of work. And it's anything can be done. And I've had instances before where miracles are only things that you don't understand.
Yeah.
But they are explainable in the higher dimensions. They may not be explainable in the third dimension, but they are explainable if you reference the fourth, fifth, and higher dimensions. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, miracles actually can be explained through quantum mechanics.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go in there and think of it this way. There's a theoretical physicist named James Gates. He says that when we go deep in the equations explaining the fabric of space, we find computer language. We did not put it there. It's too organized to be done by random or by accident.
Sure.
There's an intelligence that put it there in the form of holographic projections.
Oh, okay.
So we are living a hologram, and our mind creates the hologram. So if our mind wants to change the hologram, guess what we can do? We can just visualize another part of the hologram into existence. And
that's
that
right.
Is what happened to you. And this is what happening to me right now, reversing my aging process, as well as the nutrition.
My Pleiadian friends tell me that as we advance spiritually, the aging clock will actually stop and we'll get younger and younger. And one of the things too coming out of the med beds, I do see them coming out this year. They were supposed to be here in January of 2021, and then there was that idiot, what's his name, Joe, I guess he's not important, starts with the B,
he's
kind of an
important idiot
anyway, Joe idiot anyway, was installed as the fake U.S. president in January of 2021, and the cabals insisted that we go through with this charade, because it's all charade, and he be installed. So they didn't bring out the med beds then, but they were supposed to come out in January of last year. So we've wasted about a year and a half with this nonsense of some guy in a CGI screen who's the best that Chinese money can buy, parading around as the president, and he doesn't have any brains, nothing. I don't know what's upstairs. Anyway, so but when he finally goes in the next month or two, I do see med beds coming out by August for people. So, and that'll be good. That'll be good. That'll help a lot of people. Yeah, it'll help a lot of people. But
because I did a radio show not long ago about the technology behind the medbed. It is all here right now. The technology is here. It has just not been communicated to the people that says, oh, there's no evidence of that.
Well, isn't it economics too? Because Big Pharma would lose all their monies on their voodoo medicines if people knew how to use that. How do the med beds work? Do they create a hologram, a perfect health for an individual, or and then program it in a computer screen so that you change the vibrations of your body so it fits into a perfectly healthy body? How do they do that, Augie?
Well, partially, that's the big part of it. But what it does is that it opens up the field. And see, the aura around you. Let's say that you cut a finger off. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, you put your hand on a plate that show, let's say using Carillion photography. Your finger is still there.
Oh, yeah, right. That's true.
The bioelectromagnetic field has the vibration of the missing organ or the faulty, the correct organ. Even now, you've been a lush, so you've been drinking yourself half to death and your liver is all shot. The correct liver is still there. So all you have to reach into the field and rebuild from the field and replace the cells in the body that is defunct. And go to Broadcast Team Alpha, scroll down and find the show that talks about the technology of the med beds. It is a phenomenal show. It shows the pictures and shows the diagram, in fact, there's a camera he talks about that takes pictures of the past and the future. So this is...
Of a person's body in the past and what they look like in the future? Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes, because in fact, they talked, one of the pictures shown there is a fetus taken at, it was right about the time when she was supposed to give birth, but the fetus was much younger. So, and also you see pictures from the future. So there is stuff going on here. The LaVar camera, you can Google that too.
Well,
the LaVar camera. That was patented, by the way, in Europe.
What's it called? What's it called?
The LaVar, D-E-L-A-V-A-R camera.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Now that thing was patented because they show the patent bureau, look here, we are taking pictures of the future. And then they waited and by golly, it happened. So
well, doesn't the cabal and the elites already have this technology? It's just that the rest of us who, pay for them basically, we support them, but they get the benefits. That's not right, and that must be equalized, I think. Why can't everybody avail themselves of that technology?
Yeah.
That's what I think is a big one. Yeah.
No. This is coming because the technology is here. In fact, there's a company in Germany now that we talked about on that real the show. I forget the name of it.
Yeah.
But they are making med beds. They can't really rebuild a body quite yet, but they cure diseases with snap of a finger, just like that, because they use Rife technology and things of that nature.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Nostradamus and all my spirit friends, including Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, says, well, we've got fantastic technology coming to us. Much of it's already been discovered. Much of it's already being in use by the cabal and the negatives. Bill Gates has access to it. We don't. He does, or whoever he is. And that's what's going to be different, because that's going to be shared in a democratic fashion with everyone. So everyone will have equal access to it. Plus, when we shift into the fourth dimension in 6 months, and then the fifth dimension in about two and a half years, Augie, all our longevity will I think it'll double and triple. Because on most human planets outside of planet Earth, people live for an average of about 1,000 years, all the way up to 25,000 years, where they can literally go in and out of their bodies if they want.
Well, think of it this way also. In the 1950s, there was a Chinese university professor that came to New York on an exchange program, mm-hmm. went out with some friends and colleagues and had dinner, and he died from food poisoning. And they found he sent him to the morgue, and they say, well, gee, something's wrong here. So they called the ambassador and said, something's wrong with this guy. He's 154 years old. That can't be right. And the ambassador said, yes, he is. Because he knew he could not die. And also he only ate Chinese herbs and berries.
I see.
That created his age. And if you look at the Sumerian the Sumerian kings list, they talk of people that lived for 28,000 years, some 52,000 years. 280,000 years was ruled by 8 kings
in Sumeria.
Sumerian kings list short, and that is also written up in the Jewish, not the Jewish, but the Hebrew Bible.
Oh, interesting.
They speak of the king's list. People lived forever. And also, now I know they did it a little different. They ate the white powdered gold, which also I got my hands on. Ormus.
Okay.
The white powder gold, that is the powder that the old pharaohs ate to live forever.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. Okay. I've heard of Ormus, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of Ormus. Oh,
that would be an interesting show for you sometime.
All right. That would be fun. Yeah, that would be fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, during the time of there was a diagram I saw in a book I bought years ago And in it, it showed the longevity of humans over time for the last couple thousand years. And during the time of Christ, people were living a lot longer than they are now, or before Moses' time. But it's slowly gone down over the years with the addition of poisons into the atmosphere and the education systems, which tell people they only have so long to live, which is nonsense. And I agree. I think people can live a lot longer if they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think also that even the Genome Project came up with three reasons why we die.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's a nutritional deficiency. Mm-hmm. That we can correct if we give the body what it needs, trace minerals and the nutrition, the enzymes and all
sure,
that.
Sure, right.
And then they said there's another one. There's a genetic disorder that we can correct by giving the body telomeres, because that lengthens the telomeres at the end of the chromosomes inside your cells so that they do not shorten up to the point where the cells are no longer able to divide and create new cells.
That makes sense.
In the body. Uh-huh. Now, there's a third reason, and that could upset some people. And that third reason is probably very much the reason why we get old and die, and that is religion.
Interesting. So the religion tells people they're going to die, and so that people believe it, and then they die prematurely. Interesting.
Every religion tells you that you're going to grow old, you're going
to
die.
That's true. Right, right.
So when you get old and you get sick and you're hurt everywhere,
right,
then that starts looking pretty attractive, going to heaven with no pain and, you know, everything good. Yeah, so you get drawn towards it.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Interesting. Well, the religions themselves, I've been told, they were corrupted by the reptilians and the greys many centuries ago, and they used to control people like cattle. There's some good information, by the way. I'm not knocking all religions, but there are parts of it, depending upon the religion, that aren't entirely accurate and they're used for control. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every religion has great flaws in it, but also every religion have a lot of good. Look at the Bible, the love projected in the Bible. Right. I mean, the New Testament, the Old Testament, I don't know about, but the New Testament, the love coming forward in that book is phenomenal.
Right. Well, I think we're gonna have we have a marvelous future ahead of us, Augie. Have you gone into the future, looked at what's going to be happening? It'd be fun for you to share that if you like.
Yeah, that is why I am not worried about the future at all. It's going to be all right. In fact, it'll be nice. There's going to be the 9 to 5 days. Not going to need it anymore. Because, you know, people now are talking about, oh, the robots is going to take the jobs away from us. Mm-hmm. I love that. If you have robots doing the hard labor and you're able to control them, then we can do what we want to do. We can play, get into music. We can do art. We can do creation. We can create new stuff. That is the kind of future we are going into.
It's going
to be there. And it's not that hard. I mean, not that far down the road.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, that is providing that we focus on a future that we want to see. If we bury ourselves in the fear of war and all kinds of calamities, we could end up going into that timeline where it's not all that good. There is other timelines. In one of those timelines, Hillary won the presidency. And as of right now, we're coming out of probably about this time, coming out of a third world war that was nuclear.
Right.
But we're not in that timeline. So
we're not in that timeline. It's not going to happen. I want people to know that. But they're pushing hard for it, but it's not going to happen. And I thank you for bringing that up, because that's a very good point. Yeah, that's a very good point. There were a series of books written by Dolores Cannon and her psychic students back in 1986, 87, and 88. It was called Conversations with Nostradamus, 3-volume set. In that book, Nostradamus laid out the start of a third world war that was supposed to start in 1993, with Clinton being president, committing U.S. troops to Bosnia-Herzegovina, which started, triggered a third world war with the Arab nations, where by 2005, many American cities would have been rubble from nuclear waste.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. And it didn't happen because people wanted peace in the world. And Gorbachev was a good leader of the Soviet Union who wanted peace. He negotiated peace with Reagan, and they took the steps necessary to avoid that completely. And I'm glad they did, actually, because it helped build a better future for us. The negatives have been trying to stop us from ascending, but they're all going to fail. All of their plans are going to fail because we're not on that timeline now. No matter what they do, no matter how much fake news comes out on MSNBC, CNN, PBS, CBS, all of those fake news organizations, no matter what comes out, they're not going to be able to change it. Sorry. You know, they can try. But it's not going to go. That's why today I don't listen to mass media. I look at it. Well, once in a while I will, but it's joke. I look at it as a joke because nothing on there is real.
Yeah, Gorbachev was actually a good man.
Yeah, I think he was.
Guess where he lives, right? In California.
You're kidding! Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Are you familiar with Gorbachev's son that disappeared?
No, I'm not. Tell me about it, Augie. Tell me about it.
His son was actually his advisor from the time he was about 5 years old.
Really? Oh, my God.
Because his son came here from another world. And at the age of about 21, 22, 23, something like that, I forget which number, he said to his dad, my mission, that was right about 1990, something like that, 89, right about the time when, you know, things opened up back there. He said, my mission is here, Dad. He said, it's done. So I want you to go out to come to the Dasha with me this weekend because I'm going to leave. And they went out there, just him and Gorbachev, Mikhail and his son. And sometime during that night, there was a ship that came down. The story is out there. It is, you can find it.
Oh, fascinating. That's incredible.
And the ship came down, and he said goodbye to his dad, and he got on the ship, and he left.
Wow.
And of course, he disappeared, so there was an investigation, you know, about what happened to your son, you know. But he said... something to the effect that he disappeared. He didn't tell the whole story, but the story was recorded. KGB has the story, and they were released. So you can find this on the internet about Gorbachev's missing or disappearing son or something like that.
Fascinating. That's amazing. Was he from the Pleiades, his son?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay.
I kind of would think so, but I don't know.
Right. Okay. Wow.
Because he looks just like us, you know? And that son was not born here.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So that's an interesting story. But there is so much that's going to become public knowledge.
Right.
It will be a mind explosion when finally things open up. And I would recommend for people out there, there's going to be a time when things are kind of locked down, not locked down so much, but the media will not be able to communicate. The main media will not be able to communicate for about a week, 10 days.
Uh-huh. Wow.
They're going to be running videos, and they're going to be running information for the new covered up information to come out. And I would highly recommend for people to sit and watch it.
Okay. Interesting. When do you think that'll start?
I estimated sometime this early summer.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let me look at the time.
And there's no timestamp on these things. They only, when I mentioned Florida, being washed clean? Well, it isn't yet, because some of the things that I saw there, they're pickup trucks. Mm-hmm. Pickup trucks that doesn't look like our pickup trucks. So I think it's a little bit into the future, because it goes from the very front of it. It goes slant straight up. It doesn't have a hood like it has now coming up to the windshield. It goes straight from the front all the way to the top of the cab. There were some pickup trucks like that. Now, Tesla is making these pickup trucks, but he hasn't put them on the market yet.
I see. Okay.
So I think there is a little bit of time.
Okay, interesting. Okay, wow. All right.
And there's not going to be that long either before there will be one day when people wake up and they look up and the sky is full of ships.
Well, I agree. They're up there now. The Pleiadians, for example, have 2.5 million ships around this planet now, beaming high energy vibrations and love and light to the planet. So we raise our consciousness. That's already happening now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a good question to ask you. When do you think it'll be when we become like other advanced civilizations, where we stop using money? Or it won't be as deemed to be as important as it is now?
I think that's a little bit in the future. That's not going to happen this year, I don't think, or next year. I think there has to be a transitional economics system that, see, this has been around since back in the, the Anunnaki is the ones that brought this system here to Earth.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
499,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When they splashed down in the Arabian Sea and walked ashore and created this village they call Eden. Doesn't that sound like Eden?
It does sound like Eden, yeah.
Eden. Yeah, but no, I would give it a few years, but I think that will come.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
When there are robotics that will take over all the hard labor, then we can work for the common good.
Mm-hmm.
And don't necessarily have to, but we want to.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you cannot work, you're in a world of hurt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why one of the success principles I talk about in one of my other books, mm-hmm. Universal Success Principles and How Billionaires Think. There is one thing that you have to do in order to become self-sufficient and wealthy or stable, and that is get away from trading time for money.
Mm.
Because if you do, if you can't trade your time, you're SSOL. Now, I'm going to ask the listeners a question. This is an important question that I think everybody should think about. Mm-hmm. Remember, we are in a mind-created universe. We create our existence by the way we think and the what we surround ourselves in our environment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about that question. And the question is, what would you start tomorrow morning if you knew you could not fail?
Well, let me tell you a story. I'll answer that indirectly because...
Wait a second. There's one more thing. When you think about that question, wait at least 24 hours before you settle on anything, because I guarantee you, you don't know how to think big enough.
Mm.
When you settle on something, in this book, I teach you how to use your mind in ways you normally would think would be impossible.
Oh, okay.
You can create those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you read that book, you will understand how to do these things to make it work for yourself. One term for it is law of attraction, but the other one is also mind creation, where you are in charge of the environment and your life and your existence as you want it to be. So I'm mm-hmm. sorry, that was got long-winded. Your turn, Ted.
When I started my radio show back in 2013, I'd gone through a period in my life where I had been an attorney for over 20 years, and I didn't like doing it anymore because I had too many clients wanting me to lie, steal, and cheat, and I couldn't do it anymore. It's a long story. Everything happened. At any rate, I was looking for answers, guidance, and so the spirits came through, and a homeless fellow in a library in Seattle where I like to do some research came up to me, and he said, "Ted, you need to start your own radio show and start writing books." And then he disappeared. He was an angel. Then about a month, 6 weeks later, another fellow in another library who didn't know me said the same thing. And then I come from a psychic family, so it was normal for me to talk to the other side. So I scratched my head and I said, "Well, how do I start in the radio business? I don't know the first thing." And then as luck would have it, I met somebody who was a friend of a manager of a radio show in Seattle and arranged a meeting with him. And within 45 minutes, I'd signed a contract for my own radio program, and it grew from there. And within about, I don't know, 6 months or so, it had become one of the most popular shows of the dozens of shows on the station. And he offered me more time at a discount rate, so I took it. And I didn't know how I was going to pay for it at the time, but my guide said, "Just don't worry, it's make it nonprofit and donations will cover it." And that's exactly what's happened ever since. And I started out with wanting to create a worldwide radio show which would help raise consciousness and prepare people for the ascension and help make this planet a better place. And so that's what I've done. And now with today's show, we should have a little over somewhere around 45.5 million listeners in over 100 countries. So that's what's happened. So I visualized it back then, and I've kept that in mind ever since. So that's what I've done since November of 93, my birthday started then. So that's what I focused on ever since. And everything else has been, I've never looked back. You know, it's just everything's mm-hmm. just come in since then. So the mind is very powerful. And especially if you get messages like that from the other side and from angels, you have to pay attention to it.
Yeah, the thing is, those messages come very quickly. They can just come in and they're gone.
Yeah,
they are. You gotta catch them.
Right.
You gotta catch them when they come through your head.
Right. That's right. That's right. And they come in from the fifth dimension, the higher dimensions where the angels live. Yeah. So that's what I've found. In my own life. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're doing what you love to do.
That's right. That's right. It is. Mm-hmm.
That's what we all should do. I know there are statistics to this, and they say 80% of the working force in the world don't like what they do, but they do for the money.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I've been so lucky. I've been able to do what I love most mm-hmm. my life. Mm-hmm. Flying through, since I came to the United States, I started flying, and flying was fun, except when you were going through freezing mud and thunderstorms.
Right, that's not much fun. Yeah.
No, not really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But and now I'm doing what I love. Even back on the farm back in Europe, I loved it, but I didn't want to do it the rest of my life, so I quit and came to the United States, and I'm glad I did. It's been such a ride. Boy, oh boy, I've been so lucky. I've been able to do what other people dream about doing, mm-hmm. and I have been so blessed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. Tell me something. What is it like spiritually around Arizona where you live? Are people open-minded there? What's it like? Are they awake?
Yes. Yes, very much so. Okay. And of course, I surround myself with people that are that way. I'm sure you have, the other kind also. Arizona right. is a freedom-loving state.
Mm-hmm.
The people are open-minded for the most, and especially around the area of Sedona. I love that place. Tucson also. Phoenix is a little too big, but Tucson's got a very good community of spiritual-minded people.
Right. That's great. That's great to know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so California is that way too. There's a lot of spiritual-minded people, but then again, they don't run the state. So that, doesn't solve the problem.
Right.
There's something to this saying that, for evil to win, all good people have to do is nothing.
That's right. One of the lessons of World War II. That's right. Mm-hmm. I've often wondered, I have my answer on this, why I ended up near Seattle. And that's because there's a lot of darkness around here and I'm here to help shed the light, keep the light here. Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes I do get tired of it being, it's quite dark. Places around here are very dark. And a lot of good people, a lot of people are awake, but a lot of people are very asleep. And it's very difficult to talk to them about anything. But I'm here for now.
Yeah,
I'm here for now. And, but there's an exciting new world coming. I can't wait to talk to you again. We'll be talking before that. But 6 months down the road and then 2 years down the road, Augie, can you imagine what a beautiful new planet we're creating right now? I mean, it's not easy, but we are creating it through our work, little by little, day by day. It is getting better, you know. Yeah. Things are getting better and people getting more and more awake, yeah.
And the thing about it also is that we have polluted the planet so bad that, you know, going on this trajectory into the future, this planet will die. Well, not planet so much, but we are going to be going away.
Right.
But that after the connection, after the opening up of the information that has been hidden from us, we have the technologies to clean up the planet.
Right.
And more so, actually, what I saw in the future, there's going to be a day when you look up and the sky is filled with thousands and thousands of ships. Now, there's two events that I saw. The first event of ships, they're not our friends. That, what I would say would be the fake alien
invasion.
Okay. But the second one, once that happened, the second wave come in and do away with the fake ones, because I suppose they can see, hey, well, they see that their ship's here, so we can come too. And then they clean up. So it's going to be all right. The second wave will be good. That's the way I saw it.
Interesting. Let me tell you this. I was told by my galactic friends that that the kind of, you know, the movie with the alien invasion on this planet, there was a movie about that back in the late 90s. That's not allowed here. Sorry, that's not allowed.
4th of July?
Yeah, 4th of July. That kind of invasion is not allowed in this part of the Milky Way galaxy. Other parts, okay, but not here. And so if they do try to stage something like that, it's going to be a fake one. I want people to know that. They do it behind the scenes. They try to infiltrate governments. They did that with the 1954 treaty that was executed in March of 54. I don't know how many years ago. That was like 60, 70 years ago now. Where Eisenhower agreed to let this tyrannical race called the Reptilians and the Greys abduct and study us humans in exchange for some of their technology to fight the Soviets at the time. Little did Eisenhower know that at the same time he was negotiating with this deal with these creepy negative entities, that Khrushchev was doing the same thing. And these entities told Eisenhower, if you don't agree to this treaty, then we're going to give the technology to the Soviets and they'll become the preeminent power on the earth. And the reptilians also threatened to kill off a bunch of people here on the planet. So Eisenhower felt he was forced into it. There were alternatives. 6 months before, he'd met with the Pleiadians and the Pleiadians offered to help get rid of disease here on this planet. But they wanted us to get rid of all our nuclear technology. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Tricky Dick Nixon did not want to do that. Nixon had friends in the pharmaceutical companies and Big Pharma and the American Medical Association. And he wanted people to be sick so that the AMA and the doctors would make money off the illnesses. It's too bad made the choices he did. I mean, it's too bad that history couldn't be done over again. I think Eisenhower later regretted that decision. Eisenhower also, from what my guides told me, knew about the Kennedy assassination before it happened. He was told about it, but he was warned that if he came public with it, that he and his family would be eliminated. So he didn't say anything. Yeah. But it's too bad, you know?
Yeah, they kind of had him under the thumb.
And they had him underneath his thumb, yeah. After Eisenhower agreed to the to this deal with the reptilians, that's how Area 51 was built. And the reason why it was built there is because the reptilians are reptiles. They're like snakes or lizards. They like the hot weather. So they picked a place where it was very hot in the summertime. They also picked a place under the four corners of where Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico all join in that four-corner area, because it's hot there, and the lizards like it hot. And at Area 51, I'll tell you a little history. The first one-third of that complex is staffed by humans. The next third is staffed by humans and reptilians and grays. And the bottom third is staffed by reptilians only and grays, and no humans are allowed there. They consider it their territory. And during the years since 1951, they have expanding tech. They have been working on technology to do what? To create a SHOT program like the one that's been going on in the United States and elsewhere around the world for the past year, to kill us and not kill off everybody, but kill off most people and then to control the rest through nanobots and graphene. That came from those laboratories at Area 51 through reptilian research. So that's where it came from. And that's the kind of the history of it in a nutshell, what happened.
Somewhat similar is what they have at Dulce in New Mexico. Same. They have many levels down, and they are doing experiments joining genetics of humans and animals and even humans and insects. And they are, but the ETs are the ones that are directing those experiments, because they have a higher technology that they haven't given the humans all of.
They're actually releasing that now in the... As a result of the Pfizer shots in Turkey, there are babies now being born with dog tails. Others, babies look like octopuses because they've got 5 and 6 arms and legs. This is not normal. In India, thanks to the Pfizer shots, there are babies now being born which are half frog and half human. They have a frog head,
yeah,
with hair on top, and the rest of the body's human. I mean, they're total abnormalities. This is not normal. I don't care what CNN says. I don't care what PBS says. I don't care what CBS, NBC, ABC lies about. They're not covering the truth. They're not telling people what this is really doing to people. We're being experimented on a mass scale, humanity, the entire world. So don't take the shot. If you do take it, there are remedies available. I'm happy to send it to anybody. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm happy to send anybody who'd like a free remedy sheet. But they're experimenting on us, Augie. What information do you have on that, my friend?
Well, first of all, I said I'm reading foreign newspapers. Go to India Today, and you're going to find there's pictures of what you just talked about.
Really? Okay.
In that paper. Yeah, they have some of these pictures. I think the one that had a frog head was a picture. Oh, that was months ago. So, yeah, it is all there. Yeah. And they're talking about one province in India that is totally virus-free, right? Well, you know, the specific virus, because they quit vaccinating. And they are using the ivermectin.
Excellent. Good for the Indians. Good for the Indians, yeah.
So they got rid of all of it. So
good for them.
So there is, for those of you that is out there listening and you have problems, let's say that you went and did the stupid thing to your arm that somebody maybe forced you or recommended that you did, or you did by accident, not knowing any better. There are antidotes. Just look outside of the box and you will find it.
That's true. There are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to do it now, because once, let's say that you have a brain clot, brewing and you don't know it. When it happens, then it's too late.
It's too late, right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You got to start and clean up the body and give it a few months to clean it all out.
Right, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And there are remedies out there that do work, and they're not very expensive. The last thing you want to do is go to a hospital. Did you know that hospitals in the United States, Canada, and elsewhere, Japan, are paid up to $100,000 per person they kill using the COVID protocols of putting on the defibrillator and giving them OD of remdesivir, which kills them? I mean, it's genocide. They're paid for genocide. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the heads of state, they took the bribe money to allow this to happen.
Yeah. Not everybody. There was a prime minister of Tanzania who refused, and then they later murdered him.
Yeah. There's five.
Five of
presidents
them.
In Africa.
Right.
That refused to participate. And a year later, they were all gone.
They were all gone. They killed them all. That's right. Where's the justice? Why aren't the world authorities going after Big Pharma for doing? You know that they did it, Bill Gates. They all killed them.
No, they took the bribe money.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
There is one of the the president of one of the Russian republics. I forget which one it was. He was offered $940 million to lock down the country, make everybody use masks, and make sure that everybody got vaccinated. And he says, I can't do that. He took the money, but then he went public with it. So he applied the money to something in the country as far as. He's kind of screwed them over, and I'm all for it.
Good for him. Good for him.
There was the people from the International Monetary Fund that came with somebody from a foundation here in the United States that came there.
Gates Foundation?
Yep.
That's the one. That's what I thought. Yeah. Yep.
They offered him money off the record. Just a lot of these, they end up with some, these so-called Swiss numbered bank accounts. Mm-hmm. They were said that they quit making or giving them out. No, they didn't. They're still there. They can be used.
Sure, right.
They're just off of a different set of books.
Yeah, right, right. Sure, right, right. Augie, what kinds of projects are you working on now, by the way?
Well, Nori and I, we're going to start a different avenue, a different show that deals more with healing and health. Mm-hmm. Actually, she's going to be doing the planning on that one. I'm going to ride backseat with her only. But that's going to be good because we're going to deal about the health and the welfare of people. How to stay healthy, how to become healthy, and also by the body, mind, and spirit. So we're going to use epigenetics, the principles there, physical principles, and spiritual principles to roll it into one ball to make sure that we can supply an avenue to people that don't know one yet, where mm-hmm. they can become totally healthy on all different three levels of existence.
Perfect. That's a beautiful goal. I was given a message by the angels a year and a half ago to start a spiritual healing center. They said a lot of people are going to be very sick and die from the shots. Also, many doctors and nurses who've taken the shots will be dead. And the medical services available now will fall apart. And people will be looking for real cures, not only in a physical sense, but a spiritual sense as well. That'll open up the whole thing. The current regulatory pattern of state and federal governments putting a heavy hand on people in the United States and elsewhere for trying to help people, cure people, will be gone because those governments will be changing too. I'm looking at Trudeau being gone in a number of weeks. Biden will be gone in the next month. He's a fake president. I also look at the prime minister of Australia being gone and replaced here in the next couple of months. All over the world, there'll be new leadership. And Macron will be gone in France as well. He's a crook. I actually see Macron getting executed by guillotine by the French people. the next by June.
That's a good one.
That's what I see. They remember the guillotine. They remember the French Revolution. And the negatives have got the wrong people if they think they're going to win against the French people. They're very strong, and they're going to win, too. You watch. You know, there's been demonstrations in every city in France for many months now. It's not covered by CNN. Garbage. The media in the United States doesn't cover anything worth a damn. I get my information from people in these countries who tell me what's really going on. But this is why alternative media is so important, why your show is so important, why my show is so important, because that's what people want the truth anymore. They're tired of getting lied to, Augie, and they want to create a better world.
Yeah.
Based upon truth. So that's what they want, and that's a wonderful thing to do. So.
You know, there is this program. It's a UN-sponsored program called Agenda 21, which they now renamed to Agenda
30, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the goal for that, anywhere you see in government program, if you see one word, it's called sustainability.
Okay, yeah.
Wherever you see that word, it's part of that global UN program that is designed to reduce the population of Earth by 90% down to about 10% of what it is now, which is 800 million people.
Right.
Now, the thing about it is that they're going to fail.
Right, exactly.
And four or five years from now, the population of Earth will have declined some, maybe as much as a billion, maybe a half, but they're not going to succeed to the level they were planning to. A lot of people, like you said, will go away because of the procedures that is put in place by a medical establishment now, but it's not going to succeed to the level they have planned it. Because people are going to wake up and they're going to find out, wait a minute, I did something stupid. Now what do I do? So they go and they find the solutions to clean the body out.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
It's going to be there because it is there right now.
Well, we have a beautiful future ahead of us, Augie. And I'm so happy that you're helping to build it. Yeah, that's great.
Well, we all do our part.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you operate out of your home there? Or where do you operate? And is it in Tucson or?
Yeah, I'm in Tucson. What did you say, offer?
Do you operate? Do you have a separate office there or?
No. I just do everything off of the computer. That's all.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And that room behind me, it's all fake. It's all in the computer.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. That's all right, my friend. That's all right.
Now, on the every Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock Pacific and 8 o'clock East Coast time, Nori and I are doing the Broadcast Team Alpha show. Mm-hmm. And you go to YouTube or broadcastteamalpha.com. You can see it. We had some phenomenal guests, and hey, you've been on there, and we want you back. So
love to come back sometime. Yeah, love to come back.
Yeah, and also just there's a mastermind group that we are having, and on Sundays at 11 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock East Coast time, we get together and we create the future that we want to see. We work on peace, we work on other things that really shouldn't happen, but they do.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. If you were going to have somebody came up to you on the street and said, Augie, I saw you on Ted's show. How would I'm just one person. What could I do to make the world a better place? What would you tell them?
What you could do, I think you're doing what you need to do. Just spread it around. You're in the millions now. Spread it around. Just keep spreading it. And I recommend highly for everybody out there that is listening to this show, put it in your emails and mail it to everybody on your email list. I don't know about if you dare to put it on Facebook or anywhere, but hey, you never know. You might slip by. But there are other platforms now.
Right.
Just put it out there, because the information that Ted is putting out, not just on this show, but everywhere and every when, is so important. Spread it out there.
Yeah, right. Well, people are gaining the ability to discern the truth now. That's what's interesting. And people actually have two minds. They've got one logical mind that's part of third dimension, and then they've got the heart mind, which is part of the fourth, fifth, and higher dimensions. As long as you think with your heart mind, you'll never go wrong.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's what I like about it is plugging into your heart mind, following your intuition, following the angels. When I started my radio show back in 2013, I was told by angels to do it, and they were right too, absolutely, and they've never been wrong about anything. That's what.
And the thing, once you start down this path of discovery, self-discovery, I would recommend for people to go and start meditating. On broadcastteamalpha.com, we have some classes there under, up at the top, you can click on classes. Those classes are for the members of the mastermind group, which you easily can become part of. These classes, I teach meditation in there, and I have a class on self-hypnosis, which will totally change your life. Psychic abilities, and also teach astral travel, and there's so much that you can do up and beyond what you're doing today.
That's true.
And if you want to be part of the mastermind group, send us an email to themastermindconnection@gmail.com. themastermindconnection@gmail.com, and I'll send you some information and also a link so you can come and check it out and see if this is for you.
Right.
But we're doing some really interesting and incredible things.
Great, Augie. Well, Augie, thank you so much for coming on my show today. It's been a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see you again sometime on your show too, my friend. You're doing wonderful work and helping with the ascension of the planet. I learned all kinds of fascinating things today, and it was really great to talk to you as always. So,
thank you. So just look me up on Amazon and get your hands on those things. And when you do, I'm one of the few people that I know of that if you buy the book, I am totally available to you to discuss your future experiences that you will have through diving into the book.
Nice. Wonderful. Wonderful, Augie. Well, say hello to your co-producer Nori for me. She's a wonderful lady, and I'll get a hold of her too. We can maybe do a joint show together sometime soon. Great.
That'd be good.
Out of This World Radio, my dear friends, is a nonprofit listener supported show. If you'd like to support us, please go to my BBS website or to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and feel free to contribute whatever you like using the PayPal buttons. I have spiritual trips going to Mount Shasta this year at the end of June for a week, and for several weeks in August, early September this year. And I'll be going to Sedona. Actually, Augie, I'll look you up there. You're not too far away from Sedona. I'll be going to Sedona in May and again in mid-September. And I look forward to seeing you then. If you're interested in going these trips, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Also, we'll be going back to Peru October 1st for a month. And I can't wait to go there. Machu Picchu and Cusco will be in the fourth dimension by then. And I can't think of a better place to be in a higher elevation than being a spiritual place like the site of the home of the former Inca Empire. So anyway, Augie, well, thank you so much, my friend, for coming on today. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Okay. All right, my friend. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.